Jump.
Huh?
Jump. This is junk furniture.
Okay. And a room that you used to store odds and ends in would be called a...
That would be a storage house. And a lot of people use their smoke houses for that purpose mm-hmm. now. See, they don't seem to want to deal with killing their own meat. Mm-hmm. It's not too healthy anymore.
What about daily housework? If your house was in a big mess, you'd say you had to do what to it?
You have to clean it up. Some people do and some people don't. But there's something about a cliche about that here. Maids don't keep a good house. Beauticians don't keep their hair fixed. Barbers don't keep their hair fixed. And if you really stopped and looked, they don't. A lot of them don't. Carpenters' houses are falling in.
To think people sweep with would be called a
broom.
And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open, so the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was where?
Oh, in a corner, but a lot of people keep their brooms in places like
that.
Well,
in relation to the door, the broom would be, it's like it is in that corner and the door was open, so the door was hiding the broom. You'd say the broom was...
What you want to be all up to?
In relation to the door, it'd be, what's the door?
Blocking the door?
Or just say, if you put it there and you open the door, you say the broom was...
I really don't know.
Would you say it's in back of the door or hindside the door or behind the door? Or how would you probably say that?
Behind the door.
Okay. And years ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and they'd do the...
Wash, and that was wash day.
And on Tuesday, they do the...
Ironing.
Well, nowadays, what would they call washing and ironing together?
Laundry.
Did people used to use that term?
No. Well, most people I used to know, a lot of them still do. They don't get out of the habit of washing on Saturdays. Now, I remember a long time ago, my grandmother used to call it washing a big old round wash pot. That's what mm-hmm. they call it. They made their own soap now. Lye soap, like the devil of your bills, but that soap smell good. And your clothes be clean. And they used to rub it on a scrub board. But when I was born, I think wash machines had come out then. Mm-hmm. But still, my mother still insisted some clothes didn't come clean. She didn't do that whole. And then she scrubbed. I tried to do that. Oh, don't you know you can scrub your fingernails mm-hmm. off? If you don't do it right, that's just knowing how to do it. But they did it.
Uh-huh.
They could take these big quilts and blankets, wring them, and take rugs off the floor and beat them. Well, now we have vacuum cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't think I could last through anything like that.
What about something you'd heat up water to make hot tea in? You'd call that a tea?
A tea kettle.
Did you ever hear a wash pot called a kettle?
No.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to
shut the door.
And if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd say you'd take a nail and a
hammer.
Okay. I took the hammer and I put the nail in.
Bang the nail in.
Or I got in my car and I went to town. She doesn't know how to
try.
And something you'd fry eggs in would be called a
skillet.
Any other name for that?
Fry pan.